Sif Yud Beis, Simashin Ches Sif Yud Beis. Karfev Beis, Shlosha Soyan. So it's three saw as opposed to two saws, you can't carry there. But Vikeru Mimeno Beis saw, he put a roof over the area of one Beis saw. Motor, Afilu Im Hakeru Meshupo. Okay. So the Mishabura mutter. So why is it mutter? So it's not mutter because there's a roof over it. It's mutter because the end of the roof is going to act like a machitza, because then a piece of yarbis soisa. So it's as if that beisaw has a machitza in it and the rest of the karfif. So it's not attached. Mutter the tzadi alef mimnei shapik tikkur yarbis soisa. So the edge of the ticker where the ends, the Sefer Mechitza comes down and closes it. So now, there's a Mechitza between the Beis Saw and the rest of it.
Without explanation, it shouldn't say a field, it should say im.
Well, actually, we said before that Peter says only works on a flat roof, not on a slanted roof. Mishabur is going to address it. If the logic here is Peter Versoitzim, how could it work when it's Meshuppah? Rabbi Kila Machitza Mafsekas Bein Hasa Hamakura Hamakura, the base Sosayim Shein Hamakura. It's a Shein Shom Ela base Sosayim. So it functions as if there's a Machitza there. And Samel is only two saw now, two base saw, base Sosayim. Filim Makari Mashupa, Ken Gag and Shalona, like our roofs that they're at a slant. Shapia Baalachsin, that they're at a slant. Kamashalon, the Gamba Pitekur Kazoi, Yerb Sosin. Even though it's at an angle, you say Pitekur Sosin. Vahafta, the Kamam Simishin, Sam Machalop, said Beis, Sosom Machaber, the Hegel, the Pia Tikra Mashupi, Shipua, Lamrina, Pitekur Yerb Sosin. We discussed this before as well. You don't say Pitekur Yerb Sosin when the roof is slanted. So why are we here? Are we saying that it does work? Chilko Achronim. Shani Hachad, the Min HaTorah, Rosh Hussah Yochid, Gamra, Hula Chuli Alma, Shrei Mokav, Rabbi Mechitzes. Over here, Batsim, we're dealing with something Min HaRaisa, which is the Rosh Hussah Yochid. As much as the carry there. Asher Chachamim, Gozer, Bekarf, Yesu, 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 If the carve is more than a sign, then you can't carry there because people will somewhat confuse it with Rosh Hashanah. So over here, they accepted a pitikra b'shipua, even though meeker than it doesn't work. Mashenkin hasam the difference mechitza. Well, you need a bona fide mechitza. Lermin your besoisa melim kain pia rishon. So now, the shaila is, which way to learn up this thing? Are we saying that really meikir? I mean, the raisa even, particularly besoisa worth even at a slanted roof. However, the chum were machmer in general, but over here they weren't machmer. Or we're saying the other way around. I mean, the raisa is talking not a, it's not a mechitza. They just needed something to kilu make it a mechitza. That's good enough to mount. So in the most tradition, they bring the Rambam Kanievsky raises this question. And he discussed it in the context of klayim that if you have one type of min over here, one type of min planted over there, you put a source of Pesach, but when we pass in the source of Pesach, it can act as a machitza to be matter initial of climb, because now there's a wall in between. So, what about a particular Yerba Soysim on a slanted roof? So that's what he discusses. If in rice it works, Timul by Shabbos your machmer could be by climb, it still works. If you don't mean rice it doesn't work, they weren't making by climb. Okay. Fine. Yud Gimel. Karfet based on Sayim Mitzumsum. So you have a karfet which is exactly based on Sayim, and therefore it's mutter to carry them. The chatzur, in other words, the chatzur immediately adjacent to the karfet. Shinivritzu bimiluyam zelizet. The whole side of the chatzur that wall was removed, it fell down, whatever it is. So the kotzer is opening totally on that side into the karfif. So that's a pirtzah. So a karfif also. So the karfif becomes also, even though the karfif was not basis, was only basis zayim. So why is it also? But you count part of where the wall was between the chutzner and the karfif to the karfif. Now that wall fell down. So part of that property is calculated towards the karfif, and now the karfif is more than base aside. Okay. Wow. So Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss what's the scenario. Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. So it was based on time exactly, but it wasn't mukav l'dira, so you had to carry there. Now it's different to be miluam zelazet. Haloshim gubgam. So this language is not really correct. The emesim shneim different to be miluam kamachotzer aser. It says that we're only the karfif is aser. It's not like the chotzer is mutter. So the scenario was that they're both open up totally into each other. Both would be aser. Shrei upasuach, but parts the karfif should aser, because the chotzer is nifritz the makam aser law. Okay. Alabayri shohei chotzer rochav mei karfif. Nishru gifufim miat stolen. Chotzer was actually wider than the karfif. So the picture they have over here in the dirshu. So you have so the walls are extending. The chotzer is over here, and it has two side walls still. Mm-hmm. On that far side, it has two small walls. So those are called gifufim. Little things are jutting out. So the karfif is totally porous to the chotzer, but the chotzer is not totally porous to the karfif. And so the chotzer extends further, and it has walls on both sides. So it's the karfif is porous to the chotzer, but the chotzer is not porous to the karfif. So the chotzer, which has walls around it, even on the fourth side, you're allowed to carry there. The karfif, which lost its whole fourth wall, becomes also. Okay, the chotzer mutter, the difference between meluah and like karfif. The chotzer is not totally porous, it's in the area of the karfif.
So we're assuming that's less than 10 amos?
Yeah. Now, and we got Marisha Pirtz as a chotzer lohoye, yesame yeser amos. And the case was that this opening was less than 10 amos. Because the rest of me asked, I feel an issue of gefufim shnei masurim. Even if there be gefufim on the side, that the chotzer has a pirtzah more than 10 amos, you can't carry it. The shul will make you pesach on the pirtzah. So now it comes out to the karfif, even though that opening is less than 10 amos, but since it's porous be maloya, it becomes awesome. Yeah. So the karfif is aser shemukam mechitza miyatzrei. Da'aber chotzer eino oseo yoser al beis hasayim mishum shu'aber hamutter. The area of where the chotzer is, that's not shayach to the karfif. That's independent. It's used for a different function. That's the area which is mutter to carry. Rakmakam shoya mechitza, but the place where the wall was sheinu b'chalal chotzer. That wasn't part of the area of the chotzer which is for carrying. Because mm-hmm. when the wall was there, you weren't carrying where the wall was. So now when it breaks down, why should I say it belongs to the chotzer more than say it belongs to the karfif?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we argue that we should say like a what's the word I'm looking for? The same way there's a Muslim with a good asik and a good achis, there's also a good sideways. The area is less, the opening is less than 10, so it's not a pirtz of batsa. The only problem is that it needs a wall. So in the scenario which we just draw the picture, and it goes like this, so these gifufim can function as the wall for the karfif as well. Only if they're dalet amis, so then it's like its own wall by itself, and then it's not connected to the karfif, but it's smaller. So obviously it's there in a certain sense to enclose the act as the two sides of the wall of the karfif. But if it's dalet amis, so then it's there to act for its own wall, not for the karfif. Number one. Number two, he says, I give you a scenario where it's going to happen is that the walls of the karfif are not running the gap of the karfif is not running parallel to where the gefufim are. So it means that the wall of the karfif actually extended into the chotzer. So the gefufi is here, the chotzer, the karfif ends here. So you can't say the gefufim acts like the wall across the karfif because that's not where the karfif is ending. The wall of the karfif extends it till there. So this gefufim and this gefufim cannot enclose, but echnami would be perfectly parallel. So then you would use the gefufim to enclose the karfif as well. Let's read it inside again.
What would be perfect?
How much room to write over here, but right. So if this is the chatzar, this is the karfif. So these gefufim will include, since it's less than 10 hours in between. Okay. No, we're good. So we make like an imaginary line across, and that's considered that the karfif is not closed. But if the situation was this is where the karfif extended in into the chotzer. This is here's the chotzer. So you cannot use the gefufim to enclose the karfif because the karfif's wall is over. It ends here. This is all karfif. Right. So, since the wall of the karfif extended into the chatzar, you cannot use the walls of the chatzar to create an imaginary line across. That's what he's saying. You picture that?
What do you mean use the walls of the chatzar?
We're saying that since there's a little bit over here, a little bit over here, and this is not ten amas, this opening is not ten amas, we can use these two to be looked like a partial wall, which is. And then the middle is also part of the wall. Even though there's nothing there, it's like there's a wall there. So that's only if it's perfectly parallel. If it's extending in, then you can't say that. So read inside. The walls of the carpet extend into the actual space of the chotzer. So therefore, I cannot use the walls of the chotzer on the side to create a din of a mechitza across the karfif. Or the width of these walls was more than 4 amas. So then they're functioning not like a wall for the karfif; they're functioning for their own wall because they're 4 amas wide. But if neither of those points are true, so this is not for this. They're running perfectly parallel, and this is not four, and this is not four. So then the karfa is going to come mutter because the wall is going to close the karfa.
Hello, Rabbi Levy.
Okay.
So is this basically the same din that a piris of less than 10 amos doesn't count? That it doesn't constitute a piris because we view it as if it's closed? Or is that sort of a more basic din that less than 10 amos is not a piris?
Well, piris bim loyoi make consider a piris even though it's less than 10 amos.
But I understand, but in general, we just have a mechisa and we have some piris that are less than 10 amos, we don't care about those. So is that because we don't call it piris at all? We say those are just, we just ignore those? Or is it that we view each of them as being effectively closed by the adjacent walls? I don't know the manif kaminim, but conceptually.
No, we don't need the.
We don't need this idea.
Yeah,
they would just say
an opening. We understand that the normal way to build a mechitza
has an opening.
Has access points.
Right.
So that's not a steer to the concept of a mechitza. Okay. Yadalit. Karpif Yosa of Mibesa Sai. Shlohuk of Adir. So now it's also to carry there. Upasav a pesav was a mechitza lefonav, yesi me'asora v'hutra yedei mechitza zu. So now he made an access point from Avayis into the karfif, and he made a mechitza asora, which he said before works.
Avayis,
karfif. Yeah. So now it's mukav ladira. There's a dira there, and it's mukav ladira because you redid it. You made a second wall inside of the first wall, which extends more than 10 amos. So it functions like a pierce in the first wall because you have no access from the first wall anymore. And now the second wall is what's enclosing it. So it's hook of the dira. Okay. Shall ya idea batlu mechitza rishana? Shall ha yisal hashem dira? But what will be the following? Vacha nafla mechitza achrena. Eventually, the second mechitza fell. Second wall fell. And now you're relying on the first wall, which was never hooked up with Dira. The lach is chayzal hisra. It goes back to becoming yasra. Okay. So the Meshavur Apostle of Pesach. Halashim Gumun Gzas. The language, again, is not exactly clear. Makar, the word Yasra. The source, and the source of this halacha, it seems to be more clear. Like this. Shehismich. So you enclose the area behind your house with three walls, the house being the fourth wall. And now, after you enclose it, you made an access point. Till now it was just a full wall, you just made an access point. Okay. Instead of making the access point to the field and then enclosing the field, which would have been a case of being makivit the deer because it already has access to the house. First he enclosed, and then he opened. Then he broke open and made the access point. So it comes out when he enclosed the area, it wasn't enclosed the shame deer. Become a whirly out. Let's get the line. No, but. So to address this problem, he needed to either break down the wall or make the mechitza instead, as it were, for the field. So it comes out, this new thing that he added now, this new enclosure, is an enclosure which is after already being Mukavadira. So it's a case of a heck of a dira. The Gavin Mechitza Chadasha also Pesach Kedei Sheyuchel Leilach Lishtamish Befnim Akarfev Kedei Gam Ken Kavan Zem Mechaber. And this Mechitza wasn't Mechitza, he's picturing the Mechitza was near the house, so they theoretically, if you can't access the Karfev, so then that can be considered Mechukav Adira. No, it was in such a way that you could be Mechav, you could be get through. So he didn't put immediately adjacent to the old wall. He stepped away. Otherwise, it's lovin. It's just like a thicker wall. He made it a separate, distinct mechitza. Fine. Yosef Misora, and the height of it was more than 10. More than 10 amas. So that works according to the Mechaber. That may be according to the Rashi. That's not enough. Okay. Fine.
So what do I need the extra Pesach? Because I'm being marked in Pesach or more. And I don't have to cover the entire Sadeh Nitana. I could go around. Would that not be enough?
There's not a direct access, isn't that called a hook of Adira? I mean, something which is a bona fide act of Dira, Mamish, maybe, but not a Karfif. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, after all this is done, the new wall fell. It wasn't even a pillar, but he broke it down. Or he took down the new wall because he wanted to go back to using the old wall, so that's back to square one. So he's Chazim and Esther. Chazal Isura. Amin and Kimash Akarfif, Hutta Pamachas, Eno Chazal Isura. You don't say history is type of a sword. Rather, you say that was, and now this is. So there was Heter one point of time. Now this is Kozal Poskim. The Mechad Mitziri Akarfif, who Kozal Shabayas. Vahoya Pesach, the Mesoif Hukav, and Ophel Kozal. Okay. So, if one of the sides of the carpet was the wall of the house, which had a door in it, and then it was Pesel Hosef Hukav, so now it's one to the care. But not for the coastal, now the coastal, the bias fell down. There are walls inside the house which are there to divide between rooms, and that encloses, as it were, the carpet. So the carpet will be shaped like a square, let's say, for argument's sake, and then we're saying that the wall in the middle of the house, between the front and back, acts as acting as the coastal now for the carpet, which we should argue that. Visual coastal gavoy shabayis veim soistim in the carpet. No, it doesn't work. So these inner walls have no shaykhus in the karfif. You cannot use them to enclose the karfif because they were not made to be there to facilitate the closure of the karfif. They were made to be there for themselves. I You should ask me. The Gemara actually argues this argument on the outer wall. In certain cases, we say the outer wall is not there to be mishtamish the karfim. It's there to be mishtamish the bayis, to enclose the bayis. So why don't we argue such a thing? He says the nature of an outside wall is it's to keep it, what's in and keep what's out. So it's addressing both sides of the coin. Whereas the inner wall is not there. The cloud to enclose anything. It's there. It's there to enclose the room. It's at your house, which so it's b'chal not made to address the outer area. This part of it. So I'm Shavuro. So we said that the machines really were not made the same dira. The case where it was bona fide mamash dira. The Mahani. So he built his bias, and then he enclosed it. So that works. That's mutter as a character, even though it's one basis sign. Because Mamash could go with Dira. There's a house there first. And then the house fell down. Enough of the bias. So you say, listen, you know, whatever it was, but now the mice, it's not hook up with Dira. There's no house there anymore. So that's not true. Loines are a character for Shaper Mikri, a dying and mukul with Dira. Einshot. This is a quote from the Tosfos Shabbos. Right. Fiz and Nira, the Huwa then Hekha Shaloi Hoyabad based Nira. El Posach Lo Pesach, Bahakachi Kifu, the Gam Kinim Nisagi, and Abadissima Pesach, Lo Yet Yotzar Karfa, Mehatera. So if the hathor was based on that, there was an access point from the house into the karfif, and then he took that away, he closed it up. So that's it. It won't work. So the Mishabura, Al-Nikra swore the Baal Tosfos Shabbos, really, this whole sheet, I'm not convinced. Okay. So what do you mean it maintains its status? It's not there's no deer there anymore. The other mean the smell of carpet. What's the difference between now getting water which you can't use? I will have the machitzas kayamas, rukuladira. I will get his osir, but once it breaks in. If had the mechitza before, it doesn't. Well, mechitza still has mutter. Why it remains mutter? You don't say that. You say what was, and now it's no longer functional. Okay.
What's this you're talking about?
You know, I can't go back into all the details of it. So, Abba gab the mechitza kiyom as a hukum adir Abba became osur. Epshet hu din menir nida. Okay, so that's his time. So that what he's saying, that you can maintain the status of the hook of a dira after the house falls down. Virloch was taking an argument against that, taking an issue with that. Okay. Mazel tov, shinu nukes. Hadulah. Simi shinu nukes. Shimshin the test, make you feel good. That one little sieve. So the area in front of the house is called the Chotza. The area which is behind the house is called the Rechover, called the Muksa. And it's Rechover Shachorei Batim, Yisero Beis Hasayim. And that area which is set aside for the Rechover, behind the house, was more than Beis Hasayim. It was a hook of the Dira. It wasn't a hook of the Dira. There was no head, there was no opening from the bias directly into that Rechova. So you tell them, by Elabarabamas, you cannot carry more than Elabarabamas in there. You possibly pass it, may be, pass it, possibly pass it, may be, serve, but if He made the access point, and then he closed it. So then it's hukav adira. Filo yesh, im yesh, garen beinah labayis, havi hekav adira. So when you built the access, there was a pile of grain there. See, we should argue that it's not really an access. It doesn't bother us. We assume that it was made in the right order and it's mukuk of the deer. There's two open areas. There was the area in front and the area behind. The area in front of the house is called a chotzer. This rechava was common. They would have mechitzas around it. So that's behind that. That's behind. In oisu chelik hakori b'shem chotzer. They would do many things of the household needs out in the chotzer. Now, if you have more than one house, so you're going to have to deal with the Ruben Chatzeris, but leaving the Ruben Chatzeris aside, we'll take care of that. It's not called to Rishri, it's the Gabi Nisar Keri. We look at the Chatzer as an extension of the bias. It's made for Tashmishir bias. That's the Chatzer. Okay, in Rechava, but however, the opposite is true by the Rechava. He's talking about Loy Hukuladira. We don't do the things which are the daily, the regular house needs, and not done out in the Rechava. Okay, and Dilok Karfif, yes, there is a sign, so get the Dilok Karfif. And if it's more than a sign, you can't carry it. Karfif, Humash, Oisim, Rochik, Mehayir, Mokim, Mokim, Mechitis, Niyaksham, Eitzim, Kegav. Okay, so that's what we're discussing over here. So now we're dealing with the Rechava, which gets it in like a karfif. The Rechava Shachari about the Hanu Shachukva Hashetach Aponi Hazeh B'Sholosh Mechitzas Yisrichoy Sarm L'Kerzo B'Yisrael. So he enclosed it. So until now it wasn't closed, and he enclosed the area. So now we don't have to meet our ice, let's put it again. Because it's enclosed. Mirabano, we have this issue of what was the order, etc. So the chiyuv about the mezuzah l'dira, shapasach v'kreisel pasach l'chava kadem shekifu, and there was no access point from the house directly into the rechava, that the rechava gets a din of its extension of the house. It's called l'chava l'dira. It wasn't. So now, so you can only carry dalan amos. El Bar Mamas, Kedin Shar Karfim Shalahuk of Ladira, Kaleel Basim and Shin Ches Tefalov, and a Karfim which you're not hook of Ladira, you can only get the Alarams. Of course, Kedin is also the Talt of the Man of Labais, and you cannot carry from there to the Labais, or vice versa. All the main by Kafim Regis Asayim, if it only had two saw, Ainlo didn't Karfim from the Talt of the Man of the Labais. So it doesn't have a din of Karfim. You're allowed to carry Kalim, you're allowed to carry in it, and you're also allowed to carry from it to the bias, vice versa. Vishana Rishus Mukulak has been a bias to Gambri from a Karfif. Alpha Bishal Hukavadir. If it's less than a Sasayim, or just a Sasayim, so we don't worry about Hukavadir. It doesn't bother us. Now, affiliation Garvin, he said that we're not nizer to metal to b'chatzir zechrei batim. We do carry there. No, I'm sorry. The Megoma Chavra says that if the Pesach was there first and then you're Makir, but even though there was a Garin there at the time, it's a heck of a theorem. But you learn, I feel him how you Garin Achuri Beis, so you kind of joke of Shalosh Mechitzes. See, before he finished making the Mechitzes, he had this pile there. So we should argue that it's a problem. So Ein Armin Shemeshriel Agarin Niftach Pesach HaKais Olabayis Bein Kan Pesach L'Chav Al Estoma Niftach L'Rechav Bahavi Rei Hu Mokav L'Dira Mutal Tal Tal Mekula Afil Yemen Olabayis. It's Mokav L'Dira Yelana Keri. And we're saying that the purpose of the opening the house was getting access to the Garin, which would be then that the Pesach wasn't made to make the Rechava the hook of the Dira, it was made for something else. So he's envisioning that's a serious problem. So the Rambam used lost Chesheshechorebatim, which we referred to before as the Rechava. So the Biralocha puts that in some nice clothing. Rechava. That the Rabbi Shem is Yesh Binyan Zeh. Carmel is Karfiv Rechava Chutz. So we have four different names of areas which we're discussing, which have some overlap in Allah. The Carmel is Dvar Torah Hu Bika Shein Hiluch L'Rab. It's a place where it's not made for Hiluch L'Rab. Carmel is Darbonon Hu Karfiv. Carmel is Darbonon Hu. I think it's a reader. Karmel Sir Bonaro. Karfiv Yosef is a Sayyim
Shalhukabadira. So that's.
You read that.
Karmel Sir Bonaro. Karmel Sir Bonaro. Karmel Sir
Bonaro. The funny one is the first one, calling something a Karmelist Tvar Torah.
You should make your hand with a Hilak the Rab.
But that's a funny lesson. It's not a caramelist for a third.
Okay. Yeah, but it's opposed to a caramelist for a bottle.
Right.
Okay. Caramelist for a bottle who caramelist for a bottle is a sign. So I'll give a deal. So when a deal with a sayoch in caramel who I mean a rice it's mamash with a sayoch. We're a bottle and I'll be caramelist we gave a dinner with caramelist. Kobakam at Halman is in his elder said the Pachas of Abra Amos the Simish Shem Vav Pesach Gimel the Karfer is elder Chotzer also the Simish Shem Ayin Beit Shem Karfer Karlu Beinam Yesem Mr. Sayim or Beis Sayim Hukul Adir or Hukul Adir. We use the name Karfif, whether it's large or whether it's a space aside, whether it's Hukul Adir or not. Kolikir B'Shem Zanikra. So the name Karfif is a very general name. Also, Chulukim Adinim. We, depending on the different protim, will change the din, but the name remains the same. A Rechobah Shachri about them. Ima Yosu B'Sasayim Hugam Kim Karmelis Durabonim. So the Rechava, if it wasn't Hukul Adira, it's considered like a Karfiv, and it'll be a Karmas Drabonim. Fine. Question of thing about him, Huvada Hukul Adira, okay, and Av Kamakurin, Shusayach, Gamu, Apin Rabonim. The Chotz says, Mama, Shusayach, you're allowed to carry them. Karmas Urak, based on Simon, Sumtum, Hukul Adira. After Karfiv, Makri, it's called, based on Simon, it's called a Karfiv. The Kamak, which of the Talts of the Kuloi. So you cannot carry from the chotzer, which is a loy hook of the dira, into the bias. The karmelis or the karfif, yeshem b'sasayim, gamkin oser. You cannot carry through karmelis or a karfif. Feeling who the chad gab, the ownership is all one person's ownership. Karfif, yeshem b'sasayim, shukul dira. So it's more to the carry there, either because it's hukul adira, it's more than or it's less than b'sasayim. Feel the bias more to the talta. That's you're allowed to carry from there to the bias and vice versa. Better than a chotzer. To chashim kachotzer is hukul adira because that has the mile of a chotzer, which is hukul adira. That's better than a case of a Beis Asayim, which is mutter, even was a hook of the dira,
but you can only carry from there to, you cannot carry from there to the bias. Koshkin and Mechavish are hooked with the deer of the body, then a hockey. Mechavish, he can be a sign with Tsumtsum, Absol, Kuladir, Mechamokim, Mutta, Talta, from in the bias. So, but a Rechava has a mile over a car for him, since the mice is connected to the bias. So if it's less, if it's exact base of Siam and not more, so he said before, base of Siam, you're allowed to carry, but you cannot carry to the bias. A Rechava, base of Siam, you could carry to the bias.